USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're a week away from another possible federal government shutdown, but President Trump yesterday was expressing some optimism that a deal to avert it could be brewing on Capitol Hill.
They are working on something, and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens.
And while she's not directly part of the committee that's trying to work out a compromise to prevent a shutdown, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
I have confidence in the appropriators, not because I know what they're doing, but because I have confidence in the appropriations process.
Pelosi, though, says any final product will not contain wall funding, and the president says he'll veto anything that doesn't. A Customs and Border Protection officer shot at a truck leaving the U.S. at a crossing in Arizona last night after the driver refused an order to stop. The driver was killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
He was the longest-serving member of the U.S. House, serving for 59 years from 1955 to 2015. Known as the Lion of the House, Michigan Congressman John Dingell has died at 92. He was a staunch advocate for the auto industry, adamant, though, that it was representation of the workers, Dingell said in an interview towards the end of his career.
I represented 800,000 citizens of Michigan and a lot of other citizens of Michigan and other congressional districts who are absolutely dependent upon that industry.
Dingell's death coming a day after it was revealed he'd been diagnosed with cancer and had entered hospice care. Again, John Dingell was 92. The nation's third largest bank suffering a nationwide outage yesterday, but it was customers of Wells Fargo who suffered when their ATMs and mobile banking weren't working. They say it was a server farm problem that caused it, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Johnson & Johnson is now planning to list the price of its medications on its TV commercials starting next month. It becomes the first drug maker to do so after President Trump issued a call for price transparency. The company said it will list the price as well as the likely out-of-pocket costs that patients can expect to pay. The Senate Finance Committee has invited executives from seven drug companies to testify at a February 26th hearing on the subject of high drug costs. Apple is thanking the 14-year-old Arizona boy who discovered a vulnerability in its FaceTime software by helping to pay for his college education. Grant Thompson of Catalina Foothills High School in Tucson discovered the flaw that allowed people to listen in on their friends even if a group FaceTime request was not accepted. His mother contacted Apple, which released a fix for the software on Thursday. And late baseball Hall of Famer and Orioles legend Frank Robinson is being remembered for his accomplishments on and off the field. The family of Orioles majority owner Peter Angelo says in a statement, Robinson's contributions to the O's and his work as an ambassador for Major League Baseball will never be forgotten. Robinson died yesterday after a battle with bone cancer. Frank Robinson was 83. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.